You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Midweek edition of the Gym Class coming away here at KGYM. Welcome aboard as we take through the 3 o'clock hour. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. And also, you can just stop on by and ask them about all the great incentives and all of the great programs that they have at your area DuPaco Community Credit Union. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in a moment from his home on the southwest side. Ben on the other side of the glass today as we take you through the Wednesday show. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will join us. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. Listening in, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, in Iowa City, Coralville, 106.3 FM. Also, you can tune us in, KGYM radio stream, your mobile app, or, of course, your smart speaker. Lots to get to on the show, including a big honor for a former Hawkeye. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the program here. We bring in Mark Dukes at the it's a very busy place on the southwest side, I understand. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott and everyone. It was earlier today, as progress from the derecho continues. You know, it's going on almost a year.
Yeah.
Couple 3 weeks. It's really hard to believe, but so many places, including ours, are still a bit in disrepair and getting closer and closer and closer. And hope any of you out there still under the gun with the remodels and whatnot are finding some progress as well.
We are making progress. We have the first step taken care of 11 months into it. but
literally or figuratively?
Well, I mean, the first steps, no, not literally. I guess figuratively would be the best way to go about it because, you know, everybody's behind and, you know, you've got as well, there are people way worse off than you and I are as far
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, as far as they're getting everything back together, as far as their house structures, what have you. We, and I understood that, you understood. We can wait. We're fine. And, you know, whether it's a year or a year and a half or whatever the case may be, we'll get it done and we'll get it taken care of and everything will be back to normal. And we're all in this together. And August 10th is going to be a very bittersweet day when that comes around, the 1 year anniversary of the derecho. And yeah. A lot of people doing a lot of things to help out, and we need more of that each and every day as far as Eastern Iowa and just the region and, well, practically the world is concerned. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now, Mark. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. We'll have an Emil Sideways scoreboard coming up for you. We can let you know an Eastern Iowa team has made a state championship game in softball in Class 1A. You can use your deductive reasoning to come up with who that is. Another one trying to get to the 2A championship game, a couple innings away. And we'll tell you about that coming up just before the bottom of the hour. But a couple things to chew on here, Mark. First of all, hearty congratulations. Yes, to the Milwaukee Bucks. They did win the NBA championship last night in 6 games. First time in 50 years. Giannis now being compared literally and figuratively, Mark, to use your expression, to everyone who has ever played the game of basketball. and we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But also, congratulations to former Hawkeye Luka Garza, who has been named, Mark, the Big Ten Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year. That coming down about an hour ago.
Yeah, quite an honor for Luka. He is one of, there's only been 4 other Hawkeyes and no other basketball players to win this award, the Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year in the Big Ten. Former Hawkeye winners include Brent Metcalf, wrestler, Barry Davis, wrestler, Ed Bannick, wrestler, and quarterback Chuck Long in 1986. So, and Garza is the first basketball player to earn this distinction since Michigan State's Denzel Valentine in 2016, and only the seventh all-time. So, quite a lofty honor for Luka Garza.
Yeah, it's selected by conference media members from nominations from each of the member institutions. And as you mentioned, first basketball player, fifth Hawkeye to get that. By the way, Karen Bacon, I know her last name is Bacon, the diver from Minnesota, was the female athlete of the year, in case you're wondering about that. But Luka Garza gets that prestigious award, and why not? He was a consensus All-American, swept all of the major basketball awards, the Wooden Award winner, the Naismith Award winner, up and down the line. First two-time unanimous consensus first-team All-American for the Hawkeyes. And going to be in the NBA, I would imagine, probably. If not hearing his name called a week from tomorrow, certainly is going to, he's going to be in the NBA. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Well, hard to argue with Garza's selection for this award. I mean, another wrestler, Spencer Lee, could have been in contention, maybe was. But as I understand it, the schools in the Big Ten nominated only one male and one female athlete for this award. And of course, Spencer Lee will have an opportunity next season as he returns.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment about Luka Garza and his accomplishments, that is terrific. Terrific out there to see that happen. A couple other things to get to. Well, one we'll talk about here in just a moment, because this is starting to... might be starting to get legs a little bit. We'll wait and see on that. But yeah, a lot of little things going on as far as the sports world is concerned. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks, as we mentioned, as they are the NBA champions. The long NBA season coming to a close last night. Giannis with a 50-point performance. He is the finals MVP. He should be the playoff MVP, whatever. He's the MVP of all right now. And of course, the first thing we must do nationally is compare him to everybody else who has ever been good at the game of basketball. And again, I say, Mark, to everyone out there, just enjoy what we have right now with Giannis. Offensively, very, very talented. Can do things on the basketball court that are just absolutely amazing. He also puts a lot of effort into the defensive end of the court, and including that big block that he had earlier on as far as the finals are concerned. And I just enjoy him for what he is bringing to the table right now. We don't have to immediately go into the absolute depths of comparing him to LeBron James, to Michael Jordan, to this and to that. To that, I just say, just enjoy. And the Buck fans did enjoy last night. Some too much, but yes, the Bucks fans did have probably still having a very, very nice evening at 3:13 Central Time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, why do we have to go down this road? You can't turn on a national radio program or a television sports talk show or program without seeing these comparisons. Giannis versus Jordan and Durant and LeBron and so on and so forth. Let's enjoy what this guy has done. Let him get his 50-piece chicken nugget that he got this morning from a popular chicken shop. And that's out there on social media because he scored 50 points last night. And the same thing goes for Milwaukee. Are they the next Golden State Warriors, who won 3 out of 4 not so long ago?
It's a different team.
Let's just enjoy what Milwaukee did. First time in 50 years, there was 65,000 people outside the arena celebrating. A few gunshots sprinkled in
Never good.
But because we have to have that, right?
Yeah, never good. Never good.
Giannis is so, he's so good, but just pump the brakes a little bit and enjoy what the, nobody's talking about Phoenix's collapse up 2-0 and losing 4 in a row.
Yeah. Everyone thought it was over. Phoenix was the great team. Can move the ball, can do this, can do that. Phoenix was going to be the great team. And now they're talking about the facts. Oh, Phoenix is not even going to be a contender next year in the West. We'll see. I don't know. 90-49 for the 3-1-6. The Bucks had so many naysayers, and it has been fun to hear them talk about coming together. And I agree with that. It's a different makeup. You got Giannis, obviously, who is the man, but a couple of very good players sprinkled in. It's not one of those teams that has the three, the big three, if you will. They're Middleton, obviously, but it's just a different makeup. This is, I think, truly a team. And congratulations to them. I hope, by the way, going around social networking last night was the picture of all the people outside the arena last night and one porta potty. I really hope.
That's just not good.
No, I really hope there was more than one porta potty out there last night. Because, again, that was not a good situation either. 64-29, what I really respect about Giannis is that he chose to stay in Milwaukee and they surrounded him with the necessary pieces rather than leave for a super team. He did it the old-fashioned way. I would agree with that. That's
I was just going to say the same thing. Yep. Let's have a shout-out for loyalty. 8 years in one place, and they built that thing. Giannis didn't hop from Miami to Cleveland to L.A., no dig at LeBron, but he probably had opportunities to go other places, stayed in Milwaukee, and saw it to, maybe not the end, but to this point.
Yeah. Matt in Fairfax talking about Luka Garza. Luka reminds me of a Popovich kind of guy, could really be molded into something. That's as far as the San Antonio Spurs are concerned. And, we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out next year, which is, a week away as far as the draft is concerned. And then, like we said yesterday, summer leagues will begin shortly thereafter. And then it's going to be camps, and we're going to have NBA basketball one more time. But hope they enjoy the summer a little bit. 17, make it 18 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here in the Gym Class on KGYM. Again, we are, as always, sponsored by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Not so good news last night for the United States women's national team, the Olympic team, Mark, shut out last night in their first game of the Olympic tournament. And Megan Rapinoe said, we got our blanks kicked last night. By what, Sweden?
Sweden, yeah, which is not, it's not like getting beat by Zambia. Sweden is number 5 in the world rankings coming into this particular competition. But the USA, number 1, and had won 44 matches in a row. Maybe not the defeat so surprising as the way in which it happened. And now United States probably has to win out in pool play to move on and try to earn a medal. So back's against the wall for Megan and her girls.
Indeed they are. So we'll see if they can bounce back. Maybe this was a wake-up. We certainly hope that is the case. Got to get to this because it deals with our poll question, Mark. It's brought to you by Steve Anderson and his group at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Great to have them on board. But just when you thought it was safe to get back into the waters as far as college conference reshuffling is concerned, we've got today the Houston Chronicle coming out with an article saying that the two jewels of the Big 12 have reached out to the SEC about potentially joining that particular conference. That would be Texas and Oklahoma, which would make it, what, a 16-team league? And would also make the SEC West the absolute, probably in line with, like, the, you know, what, the AFC West or whatever the case may be, as the toughest divisions in all of football. Here we go again, right?
Yeah, it's created a lot of discussion this afternoon, and it is the motivation for our poll question, as you mentioned, at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Thanks again to Steve Anderson and his team there. Would you like to see Iowa and Iowa State in the same conference? Yes or no? For one thing, I don't know why Texas and Oklahoma would want to leave the Big 12. You're dominant in many respects, in many sports. And then you get into tangling with all those teams in the SEC, especially in football, that are so strong. I don't really quite understand this, but we'll see if it will grow legs.
They miss Missouri that much. They miss playing Mizzou.
Yeah, of course.
That's what it is. Oh, it begins with an M, though, Mark. I guarantee you it begins with an M. Ends with a Y, five-letter word. Let's see. Money! Yeah, that would be money. More money as far as the SEC is concerned. And we've talked about this with the NIL coming in, with the college football expansion, the NCAA possibly, well, obviously not now being what it once was, but you're going to see a separate organization that is going to be in charge of the power conferences. And I think you may see the first steps as far as conference realignment again to try to get a big foothold and be the strongest one out there. And certainly if the SEC got Oklahoma and Texas, look out. Now, Texas is not going to like to share as far as the SEC is concerned.
It doesn't like to share in the Big 12.
No.
A lot of folks, you know, if the Big 10 happens to want to, or the Big 12 wants to add two teams, which two teams would it be? And the Big 10 could move to expand to 16 as well. So, you know, is an Iowa State same conference situation viable, doable, likely, unlikely? I don't know. It seems like we've broached this subject before a time or two, and I don't think it ever came close to happening, and I'm not sure it ever will.
Yeah, I would agree. Who knows? Who knows the situation? The Big 12 has been down this road before. They've dealt with it. They went out, got West Virginia, went out and got TCU. Does the Big 12 reach out to, say, you know, Memphis has been talked about in the past. Does the Big 12 go after a Central Florida, lure them away? Houston was talked about in the past. Obviously, Houston, Central Florida, and Memphis are not Oklahoma and Texas. You're going to lose a little stature right there. I doubt if you're going to take any teams away from the Pac-12. Maybe we go from five power conferences to four power conferences. And, you know, you two go here, you two go over there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you feel right now if you're Oklahoma State at this point?
Yeah.
That is one. I mean, Texas Tech, et cetera, et cetera, they can survive. But Oklahoma State without their dance partner, I'm not so sure. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Are we going to start this all over again as far as conferences realigning and whatnot? Remains to be seen. Remains to be seen. But there's a little smoke as far as this story is concerned out of the Houston Chronicle. We'll see.
We'll see how much, yeah. And I find it unlikely, but a lot of things have happened over the last couple, 3 years I found unlikely and became true.
That is very much correct. Very much correct out there. 325, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Get your fantasy baseball questions ready. If you have an early season fantasy football question, we will have Chris field that as well. We'll do that in about 5 minutes or so at 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Congratulations to all the area baseball teams and all the baseball teams, as a matter of fact, that qualified for the state tournaments. The 1A and 2A will be at Carroll starting on Monday, and 5978 leading that with a shout-out to the New Hampton Chickasaws for taking down number one Roland Story to go to state last night. I tell you, 2A has only one rated team among their eight in the state tournament. Mark, 1A, a few more than that, but 2A, 2A's rankings took a beating over the last couple of games.
Find a hot pitcher in advance, right?
That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. 4A and 3A sub-state baseball finals come up tonight around the state of Iowa and around eastern Iowa. And best of luck to all our area teams as they battle it out to try to get to Banks Field in Iowa City, which will be the host site this year for the 3A and 4A baseball tournaments. By the way, we have scheduled Mr. Jeff Johnson for tomorrow from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and he's going to talk with us. He's been on the high school beat the last week, has been on and off doing kernels as well. We'll talk kernels also with Jeff, and we'll talk. Are we going to talk Minnesota Twins trade prospects tomorrow with Jeff as well?
We may. Jeff's on every beat, so there's a wide variety of things we can talk about.
Yes, hockey beats, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, we will get that with Jeff coming up on the program tomorrow. 319-366-1600 is the questions for Chris already starting to come in, which is very, very good to see. Let's go ahead and, without any further ado, get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Each and every day, right here on KGYM on the Gym Class, it is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind the Taco John's. Thanks to Jamie and Chris and Dave, the entire crew, their entire staff down at Emil's for helping us out with the scoreboard. And got softball to talk about, I would imagine, first and foremost.
We do indeed. We mentioned Lisbon advancing to the 1A championship game, where we'll face Newell Fonda tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Lisbon with a 4-3 win over Wayne of Corydon. Pitcher Raleigh Allgood tied a 1A record with 15 strikeouts. On the field right now, North Lynn battling Central Springs in a 2A semifinal. Mount Vernon-Williamsburg coming up at 5, Western Dubuque at 5:30. In the consolations, West Liberty finished its season with a 7-4 win over Esterville Lincoln Central earlier. Clear Creek Amana on the field right now, playing its last game of the year against North Polk. Iowa City High and Kennedy, both of which lost last night in tough fashion, will have consolation games a little later. In Major League Baseball, three finals in the books. Tampa Bay has defeated Baltimore. First two.
Well, Mark, we're going to have to cut you off. You're sounding like a robot. We'll get you back here quick as we can here. By the way, Central Springs made up of Manly North Central and I believe the old Norris Springs Rock Falls. So there you go. We'll take a break and come back and we'll get Mark all taken care of and squared away right here. And we will talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. So stay with us. More to come. Gym Class here on KGYM. More after this.
At a cooperative like DePaco, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Active participation not only powers the credit union, but promotes financial well-being through education, better rates, fewer fees, and thank yous. A special member benefit that thanks you in participation dividends. Together, since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. Find out what you're earning and how you can do a little.
And ready to go with us at proper levels and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mark, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hopefully you can hear me.
Yep, everything is fine. We are good to go.
We're in the midst of Major League Baseball updates, but I wanted to get to these two items before we talk to Chris Liss. Frank Lindwall of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Iowa State, recent grad of the Cyclones, will participate in the United States Amateur Men's Golf Tournament next month. He qualified second out of 74 players at a qualifier in Michigan, completed Monday. So Frank will participate in his second U.S. Amateur at Oakmont in Pennsylvania. Finally, Trey Leonard, another former Cedar Rapids, Washington product, has decided to enter the transfer portal and quickly says he will transfer from Louisville's baseball program to Troy University.
Not Cajun Troy University, Troy University.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good. Troy may be a fan of the Troy Trojans, though. Just throwing that out there. 319-366-1600. And again, you missed it. Lisbon to the 1A state championship. North Lynn is, I know they were ahead 5-2, Mark. Is that still the case?
That is correct.
Okay. So they're looking very good to make it back to the 2A state championship game as far as softball is concerned. We're going to talk right now fantasy sports with you. Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us. You have a question for Chris, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You can also dial us up on the phone lines. That same number at 319-366-1600. Chris, I believe, is in the States, the good old United States of America. Chris, is that true?
That's correct. I'm walking through downtown L.A. right now, and I thought this would be like Escape from L.A., Snake Plissken, you know, post-apocalyptic, and it's actually kind of nice. It's actually kind of nice here.
Yeah, very good. Very good. I didn't know if you were going to be in New York or on the West Coast, though, so.
Yeah, I'm on the West Coast. I was in Vegas last week for a work trip, which is insane. It was a zoo. And now, you know, in L.A. for a couple weeks and then back to Portugal. But, you know, we're now in the same country, Scott.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. Awesome to hear. How about those Milwaukee Bucks, huh?
Yeah, huge win for them. And I lost $20, unfortunately. I bet one of our basketball guys who knew better than me. But Giannis, huge game. And I think it was a stat that he's the only other person to score 33 points and a half of a finals game was Michael Jordan.
And we must compare them then. We must compare them.
Yeah, exactly. But Giannis is still very young, you know. I mean, he's younger than Jordan when Jordan won his first, too.
Yeah, true. You have a question for Chris, and they're starting to come in at 319-366-1600. Let us know on the text line here. Question number one, Chris, we got a couple of football questions here for you. 33-54 in a PPR league. Who are a couple of running backs that are outside the top 20 who had the potential to be a top 10 this year in your mind?
Travis Etienne, the rookie. You know, he's going like the third, fourth round. And, I mean, he's got that skill set. He's like Alvin Kamara with more speed. And we'll see, you know, at the pro level if he's that good. But he was that good in college. And I know James Robinson's there, which is why he's available in like the third or fourth round. But I think that's a guy that in a PPR could be a total monster. I haven't gotten him yet, but I think I'm going to reach and get him in a league or two. But ETN is kind of an obvious one. A little bit further down, Trey Sermon is another one who goes around round 6 or 7. And he's a Niners third-round pick that is a backup for now. I mean, Mostert is definitely the starter, but Mostert has never really gotten substantial carries in a year and gotten hurt a ton. So I think Trey Sermon, I've already got him on two teams. I think he's a guy to go after.
Chris, news from out where you are in the big city of L.A., Cam Akers apparently out for the season with an Achilles for the Rams. What does that mean at running back, and what does it mean for new quarterback Matt Stafford?
So I don't think it will affect Stafford too much. Obviously, the guy who gets a big bump is Darrell Henderson. There's no Malcolm Brown there. You know, there's no veteran for the coach to just give those worthless carries to and get you frustrated. So Henderson projects as a starter. Now, the question is, are they going to add a Carlos Hyde or a Le'Veon Bell or a, you know, who knows, Duke Johnson or somebody, veteran guy that's available? Hyde's actually on a team. He's on the Jaguars, but they could see a trade. Maybe. But even if they do that, I still think you really have to consider Henderson the favorite to get most of the carries. Henderson is 5'8", 203. He doesn't know 5'8", 208. So he's pretty stout. I mean, 208 is a lot for a guy who's 5'8". You know, Scott Younes probably knows because those are his specs. But 5'8", 208, you know, that's a lot for a he's a stout enough back to carry the load. And he catches some passes. So Henderson, we have him like 19th or 20th right now on our board. But really the only reason he's 19th or 20th and not 10th or wherever Akers was is that we just don't know for sure that he's going to get all the workload. But he might. And so there's a lot of upside with Henderson.
Yeah, the Rams last year were one of those teams, if you could figure out their running back rotation from a week-to-week basis, you know, you knew more than a lot of us did out there.
Yeah, it was hard before, but I think it should be easier this year.
Go back to the text line, Chris. Ralph weighing in wonders how you feel about Seahawks rookie wide receiver out of Florida State.
I think it's Western Michigan, though. I think he's talking about Eskridge.
Oh, Eskridge?
Yes.
I don't know much about him. I know he got taken in the second round, and that was their first pick since they traded their other pick for Jamal Adams. I don't have a lot of hope for him in this situation because you have Metcalf and Lockett, two stud receivers that Russell Wilson trusts, and there's just not enough passes to go around. Plus, they add Gerald Everett, a tight end. So I don't think Eskridge, he's not getting drafted in my leagues, and you never know. He could surprise someone and get hurt, but he's not really much on my radar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 85-93, also with running back question. Running back is the seems to be the hot position this year. We'll see. You mentioned a few of the guys that you're looking for as sleepers, but they're wondering about just top five guys, fantasy football running backs going into the drafts.
Yeah, I go McCaffrey, one, especially in PPR. Two, I've got Cook. Three, I'll say Zeke, although it's close with Kamara. Kamara's got a new quarterback, so that'll have to play out. But Kamara, four. And five is really where you got to make a choice. I could see Derrick Henry, he's the safest, but I'm going to say Jonathan Taylor at five.
Are you thumbs up or thumbs down on Derrick Henry this year?
You know, I was thumbs down because he's had almost 800 carries the last 2 years. It's just a massive workload, and he doesn't catch passes. But now I'm more neutral. I realize, you know what, every running back has some sort of question mark. I mean, Dalvin Cook gets hurt every year. He had 314 carries in 14 games. So, you know, to take Cook and not to take Henry, who's, you know, really been durable just because of the workload, is a little bit of an overreaction. So I'm right where he should be, you know, five, six, seven, no problem. I'm probably not taking him in the top four, though.
Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here at 3:41 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Chris's stop is presented by I'm On Communications. As we talk a little bit of football, I've got one question, a question about my Chiefs here. It was designated that Mecole Hardman is going to be the wide receiver number two for the Chiefs. Is he ready to take that step, you think?
I don't know. You know, he's really fast, and he makes big plays, but he's had a terrible Super Bowl. And last year, Watkins, even DeMarcus Robinson was ahead of him. Is Byron Pringle going to be out there for blocking and just for knowing where he's supposed to be on the field ahead of him? I don't know. You know, Hardman started kind of late as a prospect. I think there's a huge ceiling on Hardman, right? We could see him having 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns if things break his way, but the floor is almost zero. The question is he a good football player, right? He's a good athlete. You know he's fast, but can he play football? And I don't think the verdict is in on that. So I think he's worth drafting just because of the ceiling, but just keep in mind that there's nothing guaranteed with him.
And I like Pringle. I always like Pringle, not only as a blocker, but just as – I think he can be a valuable fantasy wide receiver.
Well, you know, Andy Reid seems to like the DeMarcus Robinsons and the Pringles and these guys, and he didn't play Hardman. He didn't give Hardman a lot of touches or a lot of snaps. And so the question is, has Hardman showed him something where he's like, we trust you? I mean, they really – if Tyreek Hill gets hurt, okay, now you know, Hardman's could be massive. But if Tyreek Hill's there, they don't need a field stretcher, right? And then Kelsey also catches 15-yard intermediate. You know, they don't. His skill set is a little bit redundant if everybody's healthy.
Chris, what's going to happen in New Orleans at quarterback? Is it going to be Taysom Hill, who, you know, Sean Payton apparently really likes, but Jameis Winston, although he's thrown a million interceptions, he's one of the few guys that have thrown for 5,000 yards in recent years. What do you think?
My guess, and this is a guess because nobody knows, is that Winston is the main starter, but Hill gets in all kinds of packages. You know, not just the goal line, but more enough to kind of ruin Winston's value. And maybe we'll see what happens with Kamara. But that's my guess. Now Hill could win that job outright, or Winston could just win it. But they paid Hill a decent amount of money, and I don't think they're going to stop using him, even if Winston is the guy.
Very true. Very, very true out there. If you have a fantasy football question, let us know. Draft's coming up around the corner here as we get closer and closer to the start of camps. 319-366-1600 as we join Chris here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Let's get to one more football question. One more football question. Aaron Rodgers turns down, reportedly, the contract extension with the Packers. Does that mean Devontae Adams is not your number one wide receiver right now as a pick?
He's not right now. He's my number three. I think Rodgers will still probably go back, but we don't know. And, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, Le'Veon Bell's going to play that year. He's got to. He's not going to accrue another year toward free agency. No way he holds out. And you know what? He held out the whole year. So we don't know. You know, and these guys, and Rodgers already has enough money. I'm not saying that 30-something million isn't attractive for everybody, but he's not going to be in the poorhouse if he does sit out. So we don't really know everybody's motivation, and we shouldn't claim to. I think that there's some risk, and for that reason, Devontae Adams is number three, not number one. Devontae Adams with Jordan Love with the quarterback would be my number 15 or something like that. So I think it's probable it's Rodgers, but I don't think it's a given. And so I can't – I dock Adams the most, but I dock Tanyan a lot, and I dock even Aaron Jones a little bit.
Chris, I'm just curious how much you debate – argue perhaps with your colleagues on the value of some players. Maybe there's a guy that is really a subject of a lot of debate. And is it fun for you?
I like arguing. I think it makes for better radio when people disagree. I think people want to hear, you know, sort of not necessarily get personal, you know, we don't have to get personal about it, but people who, you know, are going to shoot down each other's logic. I think we should be merciless to faulty logic. I think we should be respectful to the person making the faulty logic. And I like it. I enjoy it. Austin Eckler is a guy that I'm a little bit down on that I think we get some debates about. I think Kyler Murray's another one of those players that people have, you know, very divided opinions on, you know, how good he is as a quarterback. So those are a couple, but I'm pretty sure everybody, you know, Saquon Barkley, and whenever it's the Giants, you know, I got to stand up for them. And GM Dave Gettleman, who I think has done a good job, even though the analytics guys hate him. So, yeah, I get into a couple of those things. But there are some polarizing players that people, you know, strongly disagree on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turning to baseball, did you enjoy the All-Star activities, the Home Run Derby, et cetera, et cetera?
I heard it was great. I was in Vegas. I was having a bunch of cigars and drinks. And I was, I don't know where I was, but I wasn't really paying attention to it. But I heard it was good.
It was good. Well, it was probably somewhere in the background.
It probably was, actually, in Vegas. But we were, I don't even know, maybe I was at the pool for part of that. I mean, I took a nap. You know, I just got in an international trip, and then 2 days later I had to go to Vegas, which was a total zoo. You know, Vegas was completely 100% capacity. And, you know, and of course, like, I saw everybody I hadn't seen for 2 years. So immediately, you know, everybody was in full, you know, socializing and partying mode. So then I barely even remember, you know, what was going on in the All-Star game. I did remember people getting excited about the Home Run Derby, though.
Very much so.
Yeah, I don't know the last time you were in Vegas, Scott, but there's a whole lot more to do than watch the Home Run Derby.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know Chris was in Vegas on that particular time.
Yeah, I was in Vegas last week. It was a zoo. Crazy.
Hey, about we got the trade deadline coming up, and there could be some people that you rely on as far as your fantasy baseball team concerned, moving locations and moving addresses. Talk about the Frazier's and the Chris Bryant's and people like that, and you don't want to make any sudden moves if you have one of those guys on your roster. Just you know, play it out and see how it goes, I guess, would be the best advice, or is it?
Yeah, well, you know, with the Chris Bryant, if he gets traded, it'll be as a full-time guy, right? So he's going to play, so you don't have to really worry about him, and you hope that he gets traded somewhere where it's a better park to hit in. But the guys you got to worry about are like Richard Rodriguez, the closer in Pittsburgh. He's pretty good. He could get traded into a setup role, right? Or he he get traded into a closing role and, you know, and block out Lou Trevino for the A's or, you know, one of the guys that's currently closing for a contending team. So that's, I think the closers are where the real volatility is at the trade deadline because, you know, a good reliever is valuable, but if he's not getting saves, he's not valuable for your fantasy team. And I think that's the risk.
Will Portugal win an Olympic gold medal, Chris? I don't know.
I don't know. What event could they even compete in? You know, they're good at soccer. I was rooting for them in the Euros. They were the defending champs in the Euros, and they lost to Belgium, even though they dominated Belgium. But I don't. What sport are they even good at? You know, they're good at soccer.
I don't know.
You know what do they do? You know, it's not like Sweden where there's some like winter sports or something. You know, and it's not like what are they good at? I have no idea.
Well, the Swedes beat the Americans last night in women's soccer, so I don't think we should say anything bad about Sweden today.
Well, no, but also winter sports, right? All those, like, frozen countries, you know, the kids grow up skating and doing everything. You know, they end up, you know, Finland is good at the winter stuff and the hockey. Sweden's good at hockey, right? But, like, Portugal has no geographical advantage, so I really don't know.
Maybe fencing. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on it, Chris.
Yeah. I got to keep it on. I'll do some homework next time. I'll let you know.
Okay. For 2 weeks down the line here.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, appreciate it. Give us the information that you have for everything at rotowire.com because I know there are people out there that are starting. We've gotten the questions that are starting to come in as far as football is concerned. And rotowire.com is a great resource. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Rotowire.com/trial. It is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. You do not need to, you know, be on the phone or waste any time canceling. It's totally free. Rotowire.com/trial. You sign up, you get everything we have for 10 days. At the end of 10 days, you can make a real decision whether you want to sign up in earnest. Right now, we already have all the rankings and projected stats and depth charts and cheat sheets for football. Any kind of league. If you have a league that has two receivers and two running backs or three receivers with PPR or half PPR, doesn't matter. It's customizable. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
Yeah, good stuff right there, and highly recommend it. Enjoy your time in the States, Chris, and we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Chris Liss of rotowire.com, roaming the streets of Los Angeles, talking with us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I don't think he's roaming the streets. He's got a purpose out there.
Very disappointed you didn't know anything more about Portugal's chances in the Olympics. So maybe in a couple weeks we'll find out.
We will try to find that. We'll try to find that out indeed. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll update you on what's happening at State Softball and have more for you on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Friends, demand for unskilled workers is sky high, but who wants that life? There's demand for hundreds of thousands of IT and cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. My Computer Career is training people to meet it. Get skilled. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Through July, grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on the Gym Class as we get ready to close up shop. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next right here on KGYM. That goes from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. And then it'll be Major League Baseball coming up on 107.5 FM. It'll be the game number 4 in the series between the White Sox and the Minnesota Twins coming up tonight, 6:30, with the pregame time again on 107.5 FM. And 7:10 with the first pitch for that particular ball game. And if I can find this, Pineda against Dylan Cease tonight, Mark.
Yeah, and not much optimism on my part for the Twins, but we shall see. Baseball is a funny game and hasn't been too humorous for me this year. But state softball, North Lynn has advanced to its third straight state championship game in Class 2A, a final 8-5 over Central Springs. A little nervous time. A Central Springs player with two on and two out hit one deep over foul. So North Lynn hangs on 8-5.
Foul. Just a long strike, Mark.
Long and loud, yep.
Long and loud, but it was foul. So congratulations to the Lynx. Congratulations to the Lisbon Lions. Two Tri-Rivers teams moving on to state championship play. You've got Mount Vernon and Williamsburg. They're going to go at it in what should be a dandy 3A game, a state semifinal coming up. And then Western Dubuque will be in action later on in Class 4A this evening. Sad news in the world of sports and college football, as it was unveiled today. It was released that the coaching legend from Florida State, Bobby Bowden, 91 years old, has been diagnosed with a terminal health condition. That being disclosed by the family today. And our best going out to Bobby Bowden and his family out there. Great. He was one of the first real, not only a great coach, but also he was the Hayden Fry type, if you will. He was a presence around his football program.
Very, very colorful, had enormous success at Florida State. And we've known Bowden at Manil for a while, and now this terminal diagnosis has been revealed by his family. Bowden says he's at peace with it. And at age 91, we wish him the best.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And, of course, Luca Garza, in case you missed it, named the Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year in the Big Ten today, the fifth Hawkeye. First Iowa basketball player to be named the Big Ten Athlete of the Year. He becomes the fifth. The others are Ed Bannick from 1983, Barry Davis, 1985, Chuck Long, 1986, wrestler Brent Metcalf, 2008, and now Luca Garza in 2021. So congratulations to Luca out there. That's one of the big stories today. More on this, on that, as well as, are we going to go through conference realignment one more time? Houston Chronicle coming out with a story today that the SEC has reached out, or that Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to possibly leaving the Big 12 and joining the Southeastern Conference, becoming their 15th and 16th teams. And if they went straight geographically, east and west, oh my goodness. You got the west with... First of all, what does Texas A&M think of all this, Mark? The reason they left the Big 12 was because they were tired of playing little brother and second fiddle to the Texas Longhorns. What are they thinking in College Station right now in Aggie country?
Very much so. But I love that Texas A&M game around Thanksgiving time. And... you know, that's a rivalry that I very much enjoy, but I don't think it will A&M will enjoy this too much.
No, I definitely, they are not going to enjoy it. Not going to enjoy it one bit. So we'll see how it all plays out. Twins Sox coming up tonight, 6:30, 107.5 FM. Tomorrow here on this very program, Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us. We'll talk a bevy of subjects with Jeff. The state baseball tournament, we hopefully will have the pairings for 3A and 4A. We have them for 1A and 2A. We'll talk about the Cedar Rapids Colonels as well, and all assorted topics with Jeff coming up on the program tomorrow. Definitely looking forward to that. And Mark, have a great evening. Try to stay relatively cool tonight.
Will do indeed. And Friday, we're going to delve into a topic related to the Olympic Games that I'm very much looking forward to.
Yep. More on that coming up tomorrow as well. All right. I hope you enjoyed it. Todd Brommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. For Mark, for Ben, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening to The Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, KGYM.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
On winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. For the Showtime Los Angeles Lakers of the 80s, one of those players was Michael Cooper. He was one of